And I'm going to try to follow his spirit here for a few moments. And I think that I might just take just a few moments. And while I do, I want to ask the church here to pray for a few moments while I try to share what's on my heart. I want to ask you to pray as hard as you can, and then we're going to have an altar call. And okay. All right.
Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. It was on a Monday. Somebody touched me.
In a moment. In a moment.
Okay.
I've just got to say this, and then we'll sing. If you're here today and you don't have that experience in your heart with God, where you can stand up, and you don't have to know what day of the week it is, it happened. You may have noticed that some have forgotten that day, and so they just stand up on it. Actually, when we sing it's a great day, we ought to all get up again. Because it is the greatest day of our lives. But if you've never been saved, I want you to know that you need that more than you need anything in life. And you can have that today. Because God can give that to you, and God wants you to be saved. You know, I promise you that there'll be more rejoicing here today if somebody gets saved. But God desires that more than anybody. He would have all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
And you get saved by turning to the Lord in repentance and trusting Him with all of your heart for salvation. Those are the conditions of being saved. It's not from being baptized, or it's not from trying to do something good yourself. You can't do anything good enough to be saved. You need to just cast your cares upon the Lord. You need to cry out to God and beg Him to save your soul. And God can take care of it from there. And I want you to know that there's coming a day for us when we're going to die. You've heard this morning, we've had to say goodbye to another sister. Thank God she was ready for the journey. But it is appointed unto men once to die. And after this, the judgment. And folks, listen, we're not staying here forever. But we are an eternal being. And there is an eternity waiting all of us. And you're going to either be prepared when that moment comes, when death overtakes you, you're going out into eternity, and you're going to either be prepared then or you never will be prepared. And there are no opportunities after this life, and this is really a burden on my heart this morning. I pray that everybody that's here today that hasn't been saved, it's my prayer you'll be saved before you leave the service here this morning. We have benches up here, prayer benches, altars, mourners' benches. They've been called by several different names. What they're there for is for people to have a place to come and pray. But you can pray wherever you want to pray. You just need to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He at His feet is where the true altar is. And you need to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to invite you and urge you and encourage you to do that while we continue to sing songs. You know, you can. This day can turn out to be the greatest day you've ever had. I mean, you can get something from the Lord today that I promise you. And there's a lot of people here that will back me up on this. If you've come and seek the Lord and get saved today, you'll never have another day in your life as good as today, no matter what happens to you. I mean, all of us that have been saved will testify it's the best day that we ever had. It's the best thing that ever happened to us. Jesus came. He died on the cross. He was buried. He rose from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us, and He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way that anybody can be saved. So let's sing the song that Brother Strode requested, and perhaps other songs. And I want to ask everybody to please follow the Spirit of God. Do what God would have you to do. If you've been saved, if the Spirit of God impresses you today to talk to somebody that's not been, then you follow the Spirit of God. If He doesn't lead you, then leave them alone. But if He does, you follow that. Let's stand and let's sing. And lost friend, I'm going to urge you to come to the Lord today. Come and seek Him. Seek Him with all of your heart that you might be saved here today.
Get out to your church hymnal. It's number 351. Let's do the chorus at the beginning and
God
the end.
God help them,
all the
Lord.
Verses.
God help them.
'Tis the old time religion, 'tis the old time religion, 'tis the old time religion, it's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody, makes me love.
Will you come to the Lord today?
Makes me love.
Will you come and seek God that you might be saved
it's
by His grace?
Good for me.
Will you come and humble your heart
it
before Almighty God here this morning and call upon Him for the salvation
mothers
of your soul?
It was good for our mothers. It's good enough for me. It was good for our fathers. It was good for our fathers. It was good for our fathers. It's good enough for me. It will do when I am dying. It will do when I am dying. It will do when I am dying. It's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It's good enough for me. 'Tis the old time religion. 'Tis the old time religion. 'Tis the old time religion. It's good enough for me.
334 at the bottom, 334.
Mid the toil and strife of this busy life, is it well with your soul? Are you living right? Should you die tonight? Is it well with your soul? Is it well with your soul? Are you free, glad, and whole? Are you living right? Should you die tonight? Is it well with your soul? Have you lost your sin? Are you pure within? Is it well with your soul? Are you at the side of the crucified? Is it well with your soul? Is it well with your soul? Are you free, glad, and whole? Are you living right? Should you die tonight? Is it well? And the Lord's way. Is it well with your soul? Is it well with your soul? Are you free, glad and whole? Are you living right? Should you die tonight? Is it well with your soul?
Amen. Bless you, Sister Lori. Let's remember this. Remember her in our prayers. Amen. 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 Bless you, Sister Flo. Just remember this. Anybody else? 216. I want to still encourage the lost to seek the Lord. Folks, listen, I want to tell you this just before we sing this song. You don't have to be saved on a mourner's bench. And the old-time Baptists have never taught that. Amen. We put them there for convenience. You're not required to come to the mourner's bench. You're not required to come up front. But I'll tell you what, you will never find the Lord if you don't become a seeker. You have got to seek the Lord. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ask and it shall be given unto you. So I want to encourage you while we have another song to seek the Lord. Seek Him for the salvation of your soul.
Number 216. Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him within the narrow road? Would you have Him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let Him have His way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for Him to have His way with thee. Would you have Him make you free and follow at His call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have Him save you so that you need never fall? Let Him have His way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for Him to have His way with thee. Would you in His kingdom find a place of constant rest? Would you prove Him true in providential test? Would you in His service labor always at your best? Let Him have His way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for Him to have His way with thee.
Salvation is of the Lord. He's the only one that can save you. You need to have your experience with Him. Yeah.
354. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all, I surrender. Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, make me Savior wholly Thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that thou art mine. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender now. I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of full salvation. Glory, glory to his name. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Number 352 at the bottom. At the bottom, 352.
Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall sing. But oh, the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the King. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. Someday my earthly house will fall. I cannot tell how soon 'twill be. But this I know, my all in all has now a place in heaven for me. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. Someday when fades the golden sun beneath the rosy tinted west, my blessed Lord shall say, well done, and I shall enter into rest. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. Someday till then I'll watch and wait, my lamp all trimmed and burning bright, that when my Savior opes the gate, my soul to him may take its flight. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. Number 120. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to me ere I knew
plunge me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Anybody else have anything on your heart that you'd like to say? Anything you feel the Lord would have you to do in this service? Bless you, Amy. Let's remember her in our prayers. Anybody else? Anything at all left on your hearts?
It's always nice to be in his house when he passes by.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Brother Todd. Anybody else have a word for the Lord today? Sister Mills in your prayers. Anyone else? Bless you, Sister Becky. If those of us who are saved, if we were to all give our testimonies today, you would see that there would be differences in our experiences. Some got saved at church, some got saved in other places. There are things that vary in our experience, but what salvation is really about is being at peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what it's about. Anybody else? Anything on your heart? Amen. All right, we will.
Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Monday. Somebody.
The Lord has done great things for us today. Amen. Always at the end of a service like this, I know it's commonly said, but I guess it's always a big understatement, but it's been good to be here. A great blessing to be here today. And I thank all of you for coming, and want to ask you again to remember the singing tonight at 6 o'clock. I want to ask you to pray for Shirley. Our daughter is in a situation where she's needing some help, and my wife is going to be driving up to Indianapolis this afternoon to babysit the twins tomorrow, and it's just killing her to have to do that. But I want to ask you to pray for her while she drives. So, and let's continue to pray for the lost. All hearts at liberty. Stand together then.